Uma b'shtei avoydes tanan. Our Mishnah is not talking about Yadi's two machshavis b'shas one, but rather during two different avoydes tanan. The mele of Yafila Rav Meir, it could even go according to Rav Meir. The Yom HaTofas Lashon Rishon, that Rav Meir says always, you listen to the beginning of what you're saying. Hani mili, when is that true? Where is that machlikis b'avoyde achas? During one avoyde, either shchita or el kabbalah or el salacha. B'shas one avoyde, Rav Meir says, the first thing you have in mind, that's the machshava for that avoyde. Avol b'shtei avoydes, but here, where one machshava b'shas shchita, you thought you're doing the shem korban pesach. Very good. But then b'shas the kabbalah or the halacha, you had another machshava l'shem shlamim. Moide de misl. Here everybody holds this post, even Rav Meir. Because during the second avoida, that's a new machshava then. And then you had in mind to do it the same shlamim, therefore this pesach is possible. So that was Abaye's sofik, what pshan our Mishnah? Does our Mishnah only go according to Rav Yossi, and it's talking about one avoida, and you have these two thoughts during one avoida, and it goes according to Rav Yossi that says you listen to both thoughts? Because according to Rav Meir, you only listen to his first thought. Or else, no, our Mishnah is talking about two separate avoidas, and it goes according to everybody. That was Rav Papa's Shiloh. So the Gemara Amri Ahai, on which case of the Mishnah does Rav Papa have the suffix? If you want to tell me in this case, where first he thought he's doing it Shalei Lishmoi, then he thought he's doing it Lishmoi. Is Lechura, if that's the case we're talking about, if that's the Shiloh, there's no Shiloh then. Because bein b'avoid achas, bein b'shtei avoidus, bein the Rav Meir, bein the Rav Yossi, ifsolei mikamaisa. Whether we're talking about one avoid here, and even according to Rav Meir, he's merging in this case that would be possible. Because what was your first thought? Your first thought was shalei l'shmai. He had a machshava do with the shem shlamim. So even according to Rav Meir, that says you don't listen to the second thought, but rather the first thought. Here, the first thought makes it possible. Since we're going on the part of the Mishnah that says Shaloi Lishmoi and Lishmoi, so that pshita is possible according to everybody, even during one avoda. Because even according to Rav Meir says you listen to the first thought. Here, the first thought was what Shaloi Lishmoi. Therefore, pshita the korban is possible. There wouldn't be any suffix. The Rav Yossi is also good. The vital feed more says the main Rav Yossi is still late. Mikamaisam. Rav Yossi nami after gemar dvar or the mitzvah. Rav Yossi just says you also listen to the second thought, islay. But avadi listened to the first thought also. See, since you had the first thought was shlo l'shmoi, according to everybody's puzzle. So Rav Papa wouldn't ask a question according to this part of the Mishnah. Avadi, when he thought first shlo l'shmoi and then l'shmoi, that's puzzle according to everybody. Elo, where is the question of Rav Papa? Elo, the question is. Alishmoi b'shler lishmoi, where the first person, the kohen, first thought he's doing it lishmoi, he's doing it l'shem korban pesach, and then he thought shler lishmoi. My, here's the shaila: is our mishnah d'avka talking about one machshav, one avoidah, and then it can only go according to Rav Yossi, because according to Rav Meir would be kosher since he holds the ikur as the first machshava, or else no, our mishnah is talking about two separate avoidas. And it goes according to everybody. Here is where Papa had the suffix. So Moshe says, Toshima, come and bring your raya. It says, Ha Pesach Sheshochatu Shlo Lishmoi. The beginning of the Mishnah says, a korban Pesach that whoever made the Shrita have in mind Shlo Lishmoi. Not Lishem Pesach, but rather Lishem Korban Shlomim. So the korban is possible. Then it says, V'kibel V'holach V'zorach Shlo Lishmoi. He also made all four avodas he did with the wrong thought. How are we talking about? If you want to tell me the way the Mishnah really says it, that in all four avodas he had the wrong thought. Is normally, what do I have to have all these four thoughts for? Is that the mechashu l'kula mekamais isolei? It's enough he had the first thought. As soon as he thought b'shash chita, that he's doing it l'shem or shlamim, the korban is possible. What do you have to say? He thought also b'shash kabbalah and halacha and zrika. What do I need it for? Elamai, you have to tell me, how was the Mishnah talking about? Hochik Tony, this is what our Mishnah means. Ha Pesach Sheshochatu Shlo Lishmoi. You have this Korban Pesach that you shechted, the Shashchito, the Yisrael, whoever shechted, had in mind Shlo Lishmoi. Inami, another case is, Shochatu Lishmoi. No, they made the Shechita good. the kibul beholach bezorik shlol lishmoi. Inami, or else I tell you, there's a mishnah telling you chiddush eats one by itself. Inami shochatu v'kibul beholach lishmoi. The first three avodas they did the right way. No bezorik shlol lishmoi. Even if he only did the last avodas rika shlol lishmoi. To have leish two avodas, that this is considered two avodas. Still, we say the Rashi says the korban is possible. So the Rashi of the mishnah says. If you made the shechita and then the kohen received kabbalah sadam, then he made halacha sadam, all with the right machshava. He had a mind to do it l'shem korban pesach, and then the last thing b'shastas riki thought to do it l'shem shlomim. So that's the ratio of the mishnah. The pesach is possible. So that's the first part of the mishnah. Now ema seifa over zoy. What's the chiddush of the seifa of the mishnah? Ema seifa. What does the seifa say? L'shmoi b'shlel l'shmoi. You had your two thoughts now, a thought of l'shmoi l'shem Pesach and shlel l'shmoi that it's possible. So that's a new chiddush telling me something new. Hechi dami, how are we talking about now? Inayma b'shtoi avoidis, if you want to tell me the Seif is talking about two separate avoidis, that first the shechita was done l'shmoi l'shem Pesach and just b'shat kabbalah or halacha he had the raw machshava. Shret gemara hainu reisha. I b'zoi, that's the exact same case of the reisha. What do I need two cases in the Mishnah for? You're telling me the first case that the Mishnah is talking about, that the Shechita was done okay, the Kabbalah and Allah was done okay, just as Rika was done wrong, and it's possible. See, if the Sefer is also talking about two different Avodis, that's why I'm going to say Malacha. Elolav, Elamai, you have to tell me, the Avod Achas, that Avada, the Chiddush of the Sefer, the end of the Mishnah is, that it's talking about B'shas one Avodim, B'shas the Zrika alone. At the beginning of the Zrika, the Kohen had a mind to do with Lishmo. And at the end of the Zrika, he had a mind to do with Lishem Shlomin. And that's the Chiddush that's possible. So does our Mishnah go like then? For Rabbi Yesihi. It only goes according to Rabbi Yesihi. The Yomar that says, Afpig Madvar of other mitzvahs. That we listen to even the last thing the person said. Because according to Rabbi Meir, you only listen to the first thing. And the first thing here was Lishmoi. So since the Zrika was done Lishmoi, you don't pass to the Korban. So the Chorot Saraya to a Papa Shiloh that the Mishnah is talking about that the Sefer won Avodah. And the Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Yossi that we listen even to the last words that he say. So Mor says, Loi, here there wouldn't be any clear Araya. L'yelam, I'll tell you the truth is, B'shtei Avodis. Maybe even the Sefer is talking about two different Avodis. That B'shas Shchita Yadam Achshava L'shem Pesach and B'shas Kabbalah Yadam Achshava L'shem something else, L'shem Shlomim. So the question was then, what's the difference between the Reisha, the beginning and the end of the Mishnah? I'll tell you like this. The Reisha, the Koi, Beshchita, the Koi, Mechasha, Beshchita. The Reisha is talking about when the Yisrael, whoever was doing the Shchita, thought, Beshah, Shchita, I'm doing the L'shem Pesach. Inami, Koi, Bezrika, or else he was talking about Beshah, he's doing the Zrika, the Koi, Mechasha, Bezrika. In other words, the Reisha says that, Beshah, he did the Shchita, he thought about a good Shchita. Then when he did the Zrika, he thought about a bad Zrika. That's possible. That's the ratio. Seifah, now what's the Chiddush of the last part of the Mishnah? The Koi B'Shchita. We're talking about both thoughts he had, both Machshavas were at the time when he was doing the Shchita. But what does it mean? U'kechoshev B'Zrika. B'Shashi made the Shchita, he thought, I want the Shchita to be okay. I'm doing the L'Shem HaKorban Pesach. Just B'Shashi did the Shchita, he thought in mind, that when later he does the Zrika, he wants the Zrika to be done L'shem Shlomim. That's what he thought. The Yomar, the Kohen, said like this, Hareni Shechet Esav Pesach L'shmoi. Right now I'm doing the Avoida of Shchita. I'm shechting the animal. That I have in mind to do L'shem HaKorban Pesach. But I also think right now, Lizroi Dom Ha'shvel L'shmoi. I have in mind right now B'shach the Shchita, that later when I'm going to do the Zrika, I want the Zrika to be done L'shem HaShlomim. That's the Chiddush, that right now it's Chal HaPsul in the Korban. Even though later when you do the Zrika, you don't have that in mind, you change your mind later, the Chiddush is right now you pass on the Korban. And that's a tremendous Chiddush. O Kamashmulon, what do we hear from our Mishnah then? The Mechashvin Me'avoida Le'avoida. That you could have in thought, in mind, B'shash you're doing one Avoida for the next Avoida. And that Psul is Chal right now. In other words, Istamazoi, the Kohen thinks that I want to make this korban l'shem shlomim. Nothing doing. That machshav is not chal. It's only b'shas you're actually doing one of the four works. Avoidis in the korban, b'shas you do any one of the four avoidis, you can have in mind. either this avoider right now I'm doing the shleim shlomim that would pass on the korban, or else right now b'shas I'm doing a shechita, I could think that later when the zrika is done, I want that zrika to be done for something wrong, for shlomim, and it's also chal p'sul right now. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, and that's the chiddush the mechashvim yavoidel avoider. So the Gemara v'hainu boy the rapapa. You should know this is rapapa's boy. We are popping the Gemara in Zvachim, and Daf Yud clears this for Shaila. He's Mesupik there. If Kshas the Kain is doing one Avodah, he's doing a Kabbalah, he's receiving the Dam, he thinks now that later when I do the Zrika, I'm going to do it with the wrong Machshava. Is that possible right now or not? So there, our Papa had a Suffolk. So our Gemara is saying, from our Mishnah says, yes, it's Chal the Psul. That's the Chiddush of the Seif of the Mishnah. That again, we're talking about Taki, you had a mind for two different Avodahs. But not like the ratio while you're actually doing the two different avoidis, but rather the Seif is talking about the shas you are doing the shechita just. So your machshava first is the shechita should be l'shem pesach. That's good. But then you have in mind you want the zrik later to be done shleil l'shemoy l'shem shlomim. That's the chiddush the psul is chal right now. So this will even go according to Rameya. Even though Rameya says we only listen to the first thought, that's only the first thought of the avoid of shechita. If you think about shechita, you thought l'shmo, you can't pass it. But here, b'shash shchita, you're thinking now a second thought that you want this zrika later to be shtel l'shmo. There was never a first thought that it should be l'shmo. You didn't think about zrika until now. This is the first thought you have about zrika. So even Ramei would be made this possible. So now, that's the chiddush of the Reish and the Sefer of the Mishnah, but they're both talking about two different avoiders and not one avoider. Yeah, behind the board of Papi. Well, Toshima, I'll bring you another rai. So while we don't have a clear rai what the Mishnah is talking about. Toshima, the Mishnah says again, Oy Shalei L'Shmoi. First you thought you can do it Shalei L'Shmoi L'Shem Shlomim U'L'Shmoi. Then you had a mind now you're doing L'Shem Korban Pesach. It's possible. The Mishnah says the Korban is possible. Hechi Domi, how are we talking about? Inayim B'Shtei Avoidis. If we're talking about Mamish, one Machshava was B'Shash Shchita and one Machshava was B'Shash Kabbalah. For the Gemara, Hashto Lishmoi, Vishalor Lishmoi, or Mat Apostle, Madach the Reish of the Mishnah, the first part of the Seifon, where first you thought it should be okay, and then you thought no good, that it's possible, or was it the opposite way, Shalor Lishmoi, if your first thought was Shalor Lishmoi, it should be L'Shem Shlomin, U'Lishmoi, and then you thought it should be L'Shem Pesach, mi boy, Avadim it's possible, like what do you have to tell me? Pshit it's possible. Madach, when the first machshava was okay, and the second one is possible, it's possible. Avada, if the first machshava is possible, for sure it's possible. So what's the two cases of the end of the Mishnah? Elolav, Elamai, you have to tell me the chiddush is like this. Avada bi avoid achas. We're talking about one avoida. And b'shas one avoida, he had these two thoughts. So that's the chiddush, that we you first thought shleil l'shmoi, and then l'shmoi that it's possible. Now, umi the sefer b'avoid achas, since the end of the Seif is talking about one Avoidah, is the Chura Reisha Nam of Avoid Achas. The Reisha, the first part of the second part of the Mishnah, is also talking about one Avoidah. And the first of the second part says what? That first you thought Lishmoi, and then you thought Shalom Lishmoi, that it's no good? So the Chura, who does that go like? Since the first Machshava was Lishmoi, why do we say it's no good? It has to go according to Rabbi Yasi. So Chura, we have a Raya that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yasi, and not according to Rabbi Meir. Someone says back, no, lo, I'll tell you not like that. L'yer lom b'shtei avoidis. Really, the whole Mishnah, even the second part, is talking about two different avoidis. What's the chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah? Like we said before, b'shash you're doing yeshritam, you have in mind to do this zrika later shlo l'shmoi. Now, u'bedinu really b'yitzrich lei. Now, the question is, why do we need the second part of the Sefer? Because the second part of the Sefer is that if you first thought shlo l'shmoi, and then l'shmoi's no good. The kasha was, pshit, it's no good. Madach, when you first think good, and then no good, it's no good. Avad, if you first you think no good, for sure it's no good. So Gemara says, it's true, you're right, you don't need that case. Although the idea, the toni lishmoi, or shle lishmoi, since the end of the Mishnah says, first the case, where you thought lishmoi, that means v'sha shchita, you have in mind to do the shchita l'shem korban pesach. Or shle lishmoi, which means v'sha shchita, you're thinking now that the Zrika should be done Shlel Shmoy. Now that's a tremendous Chiddush. that even though you're not doing the Zerika now, you're only doing the Shchita. We hold Nachash from the Avoida to the Avoida. So that's the Chiddush here. So once it says this Chiddush, I'll tell you, Toni Nami Shloi L'Shmoi L'Shmoi. The Mishnah just says the case over again, of what L'Shmoi and of Shloi L'Shmoi L'Shmoi. Even though it's Pshita, of course, Madach when you had first L'Shmoi, and then Shloi L'Shmoi, it's no good. Avadi, Peshash, you're doing the Shchita right now. You think the Shchita should be done Shloi L'Shmoi, Pshita's possible. Tetzos Enech Nami, you're right. It just says both cases, because since it says the first case, it says the opposite case also. But there's really no Chiddush in that part of the Mishnah. So right, do we have no Raya, what the Mishnah is talking about? Toshima, I'll bring you another Raya. It says the Mishnah later, Shochatu, you shechted the Korban Pesach at the right time, Erev Pesach, Yevta Chatzois. Shalom Li Oichlin, you had in mind not to do it for people that could eat it. Shalom Li Oichlin, Rashi says that means L'choyla. You had in mind that only a sick person, or else lezokin, an older person that can't eat, shein yecholim lechol kezayis. They can't eat a kezayis of meat anymore. V'yein bay menuyin acher melehein. They are the only people that's on this korban. So since they're the only menuyin, menuyin means they were the ones that first bought this korban. So this korban right now, you only have a machshava to shecht it for these people, and these people can't eat the korban is possible. We'll see later on, a korban pesach is the only korban that the whole purpose of the shechit is kidei you could eat the korban later. But the Yikar mitzvah the Torah wanted you is to eat this korban at night time. There's a mitzvah to eat the korban at night. That's the whole purpose why we make the shechita. Other korbanos is not that way. But other korbanos, the Yikar of the korban is to bring the korban. Do the zrika, do the avoida, you get your kapara. That's the main reason why it's brought. But the korban pesach is not that way. The main reason why it's brought is because the Torah wants you to eat the meat at night. So let's say all the people of this korban are people that can't eat the meat. Then the korban is possible. The kohen is not allowed to bring it. He's not allowed to make the shechita, not allowed to make the zrika. Here there's a special halacha, we'll soon see the psukim, that it has to be eaten. So Rashi says, possible, the ish lefi och leksiv, haroyu lechol. You can only be such a person that could eat it. If you can't eat the meat, you're not allowed to be part of the korban pesach. Vaitam. So if the Kohen had in mind when he shechted or did one of the Dalar Avodos, Shnei Loichlev, is Loich, Yishmeichlev, V'Shnei Lemuyev, or else you had in mind to shechted or to do it for one of the people that were not included in the Korban Pesach, they were not shutzfes, they did not buy this Korban, it's also possible. So Drash Shnei Lemuyev, Nim Nevolav Chaburizu, like these three people bought this Korban, V'Shochat U'Lashem Chabur Acheres, and whoever shechted had in mind for three other people. Also the korban is possible. What about Narelim? You had in mind to shechted for a person that's an oral that doesn't have a bris mila. Like Rashi says, Narelim, Yisrael Shemesu Achiv Machmas Mila. He's not an apikuris. The reason why he didn't have a bris mila, Hapiyadin, because his other brothers died b'shas the mila. So Lachrid, you don't have to make him a bris mila. But Akoponim, he's not allowed to eat the korban pesach. Veim Sulim Elecha Pesach. There's a special pasuk. If you're an old oral, for any reason, you don't have a bris milah, you're not allowed to eat from the korban pesach. So if you shechted the korban for this person, the korban is possible. Or the tameim, who are then if the owners are all tamei, they're not allowed to eat the meat, also possible. That's this mishnah later. Now, Mar says, Hocha pshita b'avoyda achas. Here for sure we're talking about one avoyda now. Why? So Rashi, Hocha pshita b'avoyda achas koi. There's only one machshavu dika. You're only having one thought. You're only thinking to do it for these people, and they pass with the korban. So the next mishnah is talking about one thought throughout the whole avoda. So since the next mishnah says each thought is throughout the whole avoda, our mishnah also is talking about each thought is by its own avoda. More reishanami pa'avoidachas. That our reishia that says lishmoi. And Shlel Lishmoi doesn't mean B'shas one avoider, but also means B'shas two avoiders. So the Marloi, that's no Rayim. Lior Lamataya B'shtoy avoiders. No, I skipped some. Or me the Sefer B'avoid Achas, Reishanam B'avoid Achas. And the Gemara, no, me the Ira. Does one have to do with the other? Hokadisa, Hokadisa. Each one has its own halachis. The next Mishnah is talking about one avoider, each thought is by its own avoidum, but it could be our Mishnah is talking about these two thoughts, maybe they're going to join one avoidum. That wouldn't be a riot for the next Mishnah, Tao Mishnah. So the Gemara come, Toshma, I'll bring you another raya. Say for the next Mishnah about Voidachas. Of a Reisha, our Mishnah, I be Avoidachas, I be Shtei Avoidis. There's no raya one to the other. It's possible our Mishnah is talking about either one or two Avoidis. So it's still good. We have Puppis Shiloh, we don't have an answer yet. Toshma, come now, bring another raya. It says, Allah Choli Oichlov, Vishloel Oichlov. B'shas, you made the shechita you had in mind for a few people. Let's say 10 people brought this Korban Pesach. 5 of them are able to eat the Korban, and 5 can't. So you had in mind to shech for the 5 that could, and for the 5 that can't. It is a loch of kosher. Such a machshava does not pass on the Korban is still puff, kosher. And this we'll see later. Rashi says, "Lo'echlov, shel lo'echlov, kid meforish b'yos." The Gemara later will explain that here there's a gzeras kosher that still is kosher. So now here, what he had lo'echlov two machshavis. Now hechi dami, how are we talking about he had these two machshavis? L'shem the 5 people that could eat, and l'shem the 5 people that can't eat. Inayim b'shtei avoides. If you want to tell me by 2 different avoides, v'taima, what's the reason? The choshev b'zrika, because we had the machshava b'shazrika. Why? That's why you want to tell me it's kosher. No, you're telling me now that it's only kosher because you had it through 2 different avoides. So the first avoides, shechita, was done l'shem oichlev, the people that could eat. The second one, shel oichlev, that was done b'shas rikam. And the reason why it's kosher, the ein machsheves oichlev is rikam. We don't have to have this machshev at all. It's not nageya who could eat it or not, b'shas is rikam. It's only halacha b'shas to shechita. B'shas to koyin, or the whoever shechs the korban, he has to have in mind only for the people that could eat from the meat. But if he has the wrong machshava for the people that can't eat b'shas rikam, that doesn't pass him. That's the pasuk later, like Rashi says. Ein machsheves psul oichlin, hagoyin chelav zok himself b'zrika. De b'shchitu d'chsivei oichlin, lefi ochlai t'chaisu. The pasuk says b'shas shchita, Oichlan lefi the pasuk says lefi ochloi techoisai vayno tishchet you should shecht it kedem targmin v'shochet v'yichos so it says lefi ochloi techoisu v'shas teshchitom you have to shecht the korban pesach for people that could eat it. So as long as v'shas shchita you thought for the people that could eat it, even though later v'shas rika you only thinking of these other 5 people that can't eat it, it doesn't pass to the korban. So if that's pshat, the next mishnah. You want to tell me why is a kosher? Because he had the raw machshava b'shas rika. But it's a diyuk. Ho ba'avoyda achas, mashma if he had both machshavas b'shas shchitam, kegoyin b'shchitam, the mahan yibay machshava seichlin posel. You want to tell me this posel? That's what you want to tell me b'shan this next mishnah. That's not true. V'akaymalon, we hold, miksas eichlin loy poselam. If b'shas you made the shchitam, you had in mind that I call upon him, you had in mind for 10 people. 5 of them could eat, and 5 of them can't eat. Even though you had in mind right now for these 5 people that can't eat, it doesn't pass on the korban. As long as you had in mind for at least 1 person that could eat, is kosher. That's the locha. For Kaimalon, miksas oichlin leposlon. As long as somebody could eat, even though you also have in mind people that can't eat, that doesn't pass on. So here, why is the korban possible then? Notice, you want to tell me that the only reason why it's kosher is because it's 2 different avoides, and the second machshav was b'shas rika. Mashmeh, both machshavas were b'shas rika, it would be possible. That's a kashra, and you know, nothing doing. Even if you had both machshavas b'shas rika, still it would be kosher. So, what is the ik now?